I saw that the hourly school employees passed through, and I got an audio clip about that. Is there anything else you wanted to add about that?
Well, just I know we had talked about that one of the last times when we had a conversation, and you and I, and I'm just real happy that we were able to get that legislation passed, and that these hourly wage workers for the school districts are going to be able to continue, and that the districts will have that opportunity to utilize them. I mean, that's a pretty big win, I think. The other legislation that we passed yesterday had to do with the Help America Vote Act funds. And that's important too, because those are federal dollars, but the state had not formally accepted them and then dispersed them. So what we've done now is that made those funds available for the state and counties to ensure that we have secure elections in 2020, and that pretty big deal in this day and age, is a lot of that security stuff is computerized, you know. So that was, we had a good day in the House floor yesterday.
Oh, good. As some news headlines over the weekend indicated that House Republicans were trying to block the bonding bill. Do you know if that's going to work itself out, or is it going to be another standoff year?
I'll be real surprised if it doesn't get worked out, because everybody in the state, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everybody needs funding for these bonding projects. And so I really believe that's going to get worked out. And more and more, I mean, a lot of it was, as I understood what was being said there by some Republicans, and mind you that I think it's one person at this point that's saying that. But I think it was predicated on the businesses reopening, and at least that's way what I heard. So, and now businesses are starting to reopen, and slowly, and with the social distancing and wearing masks in public and all that. And those precautions are definitely prudent. I think most folks accept that. So I think we're going to move forward. My instinct is that we will have a bonding bill. We're probably going to have a special session or two, because we don't have much left in our regular session. You know, the 18th of May is the end date constitutionally for our regular session. So we're probably going to have a special session or two.
All right. Well, what's going on for the rest of this week then?
You know, we've got another floor session late today, I believe 6 p.m. And that's primarily to move legislation forward, not debating and voting on it, just moving legislation forward that we want to get done and get over to the Senate. And then I think there's going to be another, I don't have it confirmed yet, another session Thursday. So because we're coming up on the deadline here, you know, we're trying to move things as fast as we can, as judiciously as we can, through the processes, and so we're going to have more sessions here and more committee meetings, for sure. But a lot of the committees that I'm working on, we've got our work done. So we're just waiting to move these bills through to the floor.
All right. And, my last question, local option sales tax. Sounds like the legislature is cooling on that idea.
That's the latest information that I have as well, and don't quite know how all that's gonna you know, going to pan out. I mean, Bemidji wasn't the only community that was looking for some local option sales taxes. But, and as you know, when there's a district, a community such as Bemidji, where there, you know, not a lot of property taxes that can be paid, relatively speaking, the local option sales tax is a critical part of trying to get things done. So we'll just wait and see. But, you know, miracles never cease. We get the bonding bill, we can get anything.